Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Wayne Ski without Distortion. I'm back. What's going on? I want to say hello to everyone. I didn't forget you. It's been a minute. I just wanted to drop you guys a line, say I didn't forget y'all. I'm still here, still working behind the scenes, working out a few kinks, you know, before we kick this thing off officially, you know. But I wanted to say once again, thank you all for the kind words. Thank you all for reaching out to me, all the artists, producers, DJs, everyone, friends, family, everyone. I appreciate you guys for reaching out to me, and thank you again just for the encouragement. But you guys know I've been in this business over 20 years, and things come and things go, you know. So it's unfortunate, but, you know, it's time to turn the page and open a new chapter. So that's what I'm doing. And, you know, salute to my BTR family. And, you know, they're working too. You know what I'm saying? We're all working. So, you know, I'm a believer in independence, and I'm a believer in the early stages of music careers. And BTR today, which is Breakthrough, you know, breaking artists and breaking records and being there from the ground floor with a lot of those artists, is something I take pride in and still take pride in to this day, and going to keep it moving forward. That's what we're going to do. Okay. So you're not going to get gossip. You ain't going to get none of that stuff. You know what I mean? It's going to be another outlet, you know, for artists to do their thing. Okay. So I'm still here. Shout out to all the original listeners from BTR today. But look, I got a treat for you today. So look, I mentioned, you know, my history in radio, you know, my history in the music industry, you know, from working at two record labels, you know, from Def Jam to Elektra, you know what I'm saying? Then going to, you know, production and then podcasting and all that. So I have records, you know, produced out there in the world, hip hop joints. So R&B record floating out there somewhere too. It's a few, it's another one coming. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure I reach out to y'all, give y'all a little history and, you know, give something back. So look, a lot of people don't know there was this internet radio. Shout out to the original PNC crew. PNC Radio was based out of Brooklyn, New York City. And I had a show called Saturday Night Experience. And shout out to my co-host, man, my crew. Shout out to Bella, Sha Boogie, and, you know, Tamara and Lola, who jumped on later. And I wanted to share some of that with y'all going into this new phase of Without Distortion. So we had the show, and we had Ninth Wonder call in. Salute to Ninth Wonder and the whole Jamila team. And this is from 2014. So, you know, a lot of people don't know, you know, a lot of history about me. And I think this is the time I just give you guys a little history so you guys know, you know, it's not somebody just coming out of nowhere. It's a little bit of credibility, just a little bit, right? Right? You think so? So, yeah, I'm going to drop that with y'all. This is from 2014, and leave this with y'all. And I'm going to be doing this periodically, dropping some joints on y'all until I figure out, you know, some logistics. But, yo, this is what it is, man. It's Wayne Ski. I'm here. If you guys follow me on social media, it's at Fader Wayne. That's FaderWayne. Everyone be safe out there. Take care of yourself. And here we go. Here's the joint with Ninth Wonder, y'all. Peace. Saturday Night Experience. Who we got on the line tonight?
What's going on, world? Ninth Wonder right here.
What's up, brother? What's going on, man? I ain't speak to you in a minute, man. What's going on, sir?
What's going on, man? I'm apparently supposed to be talking to my long lost twin, DJ Wayne.
We do look alike, though.
Yeah, man. Listen, everybody says that we look alike. That's what everybody says. So we'll just let them run with it, right?
Yeah, it's a running joke. We might well run with it, man. So what's up, brother? How's mom?
Man, listen. Listen, man, everything's good. Are you in the city yet? Did you touch down yet or what?
Man, we, as a matter of fact, we're on the way to New York tonight. Driving up 95 to come to New York tonight, so to get there in the morning.
Okay, good, good. So listen, the 27th, everybody's listening. This is Saturday Night Experience. My homie, Ninth Wonder, is on the phone. Jamila is the squad, is the army. They will be here the 27th. SOBs, Static Selectors hosting. Knife, tell them what it. Tell them they need to be there, man. Tell them what it is.
Hey, man, Jam to the squad. Like you said, the show is the 27th. It's Monday at SOBs. SOBs is famous for, you know, all the shows with the great music. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not just a hangout. They actually have great music. So, you know, it's a compilation, man. It's our second label compilation, but I guess this particular one everybody's paying attention to. And so, you know, it's myself and the Soul Council. That's that's our beat team for Jammer. That's myself, Amp, Eric Jones, E. Jones, Crisis,
right.
Within, Cash, and Eric G. So that's all of us, you know, doing beats for the album. And the artist on Jammer goes is Rapsy at 2, DQ, TP, Heather Victoria,
right.
Hollow, Big Remo, and Actual Proof.
Yes.
So, you know, that's the artist that we have on Jammer, but a lot of people show a lot of love to us outside of Jammer. So on the album, we have Jadakiss, Style Speak, Ransom, Terminology, Elzai, my brother Fonte, Talib Bali, you know, just to name a few. P-Rock, Lecrae, just to name a few. You know what I mean? So that's what we have on our record. It's kind of like our sound bomb, if you will.
Right,
and
yeah.
It's hosted by Static, my brother Static Selector.
That's yes.
Awesome. And when I say my brother, I really mean it. You know what I mean? Because Static Selector, you know, is one of those I call keepers of the flame and still believes in the culture.
Right.
And, you know, he's just a good dude. If you don't know Static, he's just a good dude. You know how hard it is to find good dudes in the game. So he's a great dude, and I thought he would be a perfect fit to host it, and he was all down for it, so it's hosted by Static Selector.
That's dope. And listen, people, Static Selector, he's saying, if you go to one of Static Selector's parties, I'm just going to tell you, his energy is crazy. So, yo, are you bringing the whole army with you? The whole army's coming?
Yeah, for the majority, most part, man. We got two vehicles, and you know, two big vehicles, man, and we moving it on up, man. It's about 13 or 14 of us. Add two, who's from Chicago, is already in the city right now. He's telling me how cold it is. I mean, it's cold here. It's like...
Yeah.
North Carolina's like 19 degrees or 18 degrees or something. So I know it's not the same kind of cold it is in New York City. So I'm trying to brace myself and get as much layers of clothes that I can to walk around in that, as we call the Hawk.
So, the Hawk is out?
The Hawk is out.
Yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, so Bella, what's up? We got Bella the Boss. She's here. She's one of the lovely co-hosts along with Taj the here. So Bella, had to just give them a couple questions because they on the road and they moving. I appreciate you for calling into the show. I wanted you guys up here, but you guys are always welcome to come through here and hang out and play music and do what it is. But you know, before we get to the questions, I appreciate y'all taking the time out. And you guys always make good quality music. And you know, I got a gang of radio shows and I support it on everything I do. Is quality music, is good music. And as long as I got a platform, y'all got a platform. Word up.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, brother.
Yes, sir.
Well, shout out to you, Ninth One. That's your girl, Bella the Boss. And I have a couple questions for you, but shout out to Sha Boogie right now playing that Threats produced by you, Jay-Z, one of
yes.
my favorite tracks.
Yes.
But one question that I wanted to ask, do you feel that with Jay-Z co-signing you, that it boosted your career?
Did I feel like it boosted my career?
Yes.
It depends on the level that you talk about. I think that people don't realize the amount of groundwork I did before I even got to Jay-Z record.
Right.
I would stay on a certain level, you know, that it gave me notoriety on that particular level as far as mainstream. But when you come from the underground, any notoriety that you get boosts your career. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, you were so on that. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
So it's like, when you're starting from the underground, any particular magazine, like we were in Elemental, as we are speakers and little brother. We were in Elemental magazine, we had got an LRT sponsor, we were off the radar in the stores. I had done a remix album and called God Stepson, and when I finally went to Japan, everybody had, I'd already had remixes all over the internet. I'll start to being recognized, not by everyone, but certain people when I go certain places, you know, people say, yo, that's nice, you're a little brother.
Right.
Before, you know, the Jay-Z thing even came along, and for me, that is, you know, a level of notoriety now as far as being on a mainstream situation. Of course, you know, because some people, to be honest, they don't look that deep. They don't look past below a certain level. And I didn't understand that,
mm-hmm.
you know. But as far as notoriety in terms of my career, I would say the God Stepson record did it. And most importantly, I would say our first Little Brother album really just kicked things off to make people believe. that I can make pieces. That's what led me to Jay-Z. Young Guru was a friend of mine. I mean, when Young Guru was a fan of mine before I even known him. Now he's one of my best friends. He was a fan, just Blaze was a fan, Kanye was a fan, and this is in 2003. So, before I even met Jay-Z. So, those are the components that led me to him, and then everybody just found out after that. So.
You were also in that Fade to Black, in that scene, that classic scene with your face when he did What More Can I Say?
You taking it back.
That, I mean, his facial expression was just like, damn.
Wow.
When he laid that verse.
I can't hear you. What'd you say?
In Fade to Black, when Jay-Z laid that What More Can I Say verse, your facial expression was just incredible. It's classic.
Yeah, that scene, that particular scene, that was a younger me in that scene. You know what I'm saying? Much, you know, a little heavier later, you know, a lot more hair on my face. But, you know, that particular scene, you know, like I said, I was coming from the underground. You know what I mean? I'm a descendant of a tribe, De La, and all those kids transfer into Rockets kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I was a Rockets kid. I was Rockets out, like, late 90s, early 2000s. And, okay. You know, to let everybody tell it from what they see, a Rockets kid is not supposed to be sitting in that particular situation. So it was all just hitting me at once. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, yo, like, it broke the misconceived notions I had about what commercialism was about, or it broke the underground versus overground. It just broke all that up for me. So when I made that face, it wasn't just he's killing this verse I'm listening to. It was more of a, I just can't believe I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Type of situation. And for him to tell me, oh yeah, you're going to be on the album after Timbaland and before Eminem as producers. And not only that, we're shooting a movie. And I'm like, what in the world? You know what I mean? Like, this is not supposed to happen to me. You know, it's let everybody tell it. The type of beats I make, you know, and everything, that was not supposed to happen to me. So that face was just more than me saying, yo, like, he's killing the verse. It was like, I'm just overwhelmed by everything right now. Wow. So that's what that face was.
Yeah. Yeah, because he was putting it down for a very long time. I remember when I was at Warner Music, I was at Elektra, I was still trying to get them signed. I was like,
wow.
I was sitting down with Merlin Bob, and Merlin Bob would always catch me in the elevator, like, yo, what are you listening to? And I said, yo, you need to be on to what these motherfuckers in Carolina is doing, because they doing some authentic shit. And I was like, really? Just... Man, I was a fan, and I was like, I got in a position where I tried to make the move, but you know the politics, Knife. You already know how that go. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is.
Wayne Ski, this thing about, do y'all understand about Wayne Ski, DJ Wayne Ski, man, you know, he, along with DJ Evil D, Drew Ha, Mr. Walt, DJ Spinner, Eclipse, you know, all of these cats in New York City,
right,
was like listening to us before we even knew, you know what I mean, about us having a following in New York City. So Wayne Ski is one of the few cats that I can say that's been listening to me now for 12 years plus.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying because he's on the show. This is truth. Like, cats been saying we've been brothers for the past 12 years. You know?
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
Everybody's
right?
been saying this. For a long time, but he's one of the few cats when I first came to New York City to say, yo, man, you're dope. Like, you know, outside of where you're from, you're dope. And along with the Eclipses and the Evil D's and just that whole crew, show love, you know what I mean? So that's what he's been listening for a long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
So listen, we're going to speed it up to date. January 27th, SOBs, I'm going to be there. Y'all just find me somewhere by the bar. You know, that's why I'm going to be posted up at the bar. I don't want to. Don't nobody ask me for no backstage, nothing. I'm going to be at the bar. I will be there. I will be on Instagram. I'll be Instagramming it up night, but I'll be at the bar, bro.
I got one question.
Yeah, you go to the bar, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be.
Before your question, wait, I have a comment.
Go ahead.
So, Ninth Wonder, this is your girl, Taj the Goddess.
And I see that your birthday just passed, and you're a Capricorn like me, so happy belated.
Happy belated, Capricorn. We are the best sign. That's right.
You already know. We started and we ended, right?
Yes, we start the year off with a bang. Capricorn. That's right. All I have.
We got a DJ Shy Boogie want to ask a question.
One more.
Yes, go ahead. How do you feel about being called the next Pete Rock or your name in there? With Pete Rock, I've heard times where people have called you the new Pete Rock, the next Pete Rock. How do you take that?
That was something that was, you know, cats were saying early on. You know what I mean? If you look at your wave of producers, you know, in the early nights you had Pete, you had Frank, the Beatminers, Diamond D, you had
Large Professor,
Tony Dope Bad, like everybody had that particular sound. You know what I mean? The late 90s, it comes Dilla showing his face around 95, 96. Then you have High Tech, it comes a kid called Matt, cast like The Alchemist showing that face, a lot of that. And then after that came myself, you got Illmind, Jake One. Bunch of cats, you know what I mean? And Kanye, Just Blaze, you know, all of us came like kind of after that scene. And so that was something they would say to me. That's exactly something that Jay-Z said to me. And Questlove was like, look, man, like, you're like the next, they didn't say P-Rock, they said the next DJ Premier, you know what I mean?
Yes.
I still had the New York bounce, you know, the boom, boom, bap, and, you know, boom, bap sound or whatever. And I was kind of keeping that going because that's the tree I fell from, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, I just take it as, you know, it's definitely a compliment. There's only one Pete Rock, there's only one DJ Premier, and there's only one me. And I just want to keep it going, man. I just look at, when they say I'm like the next Pete Rock or the next DJ Premier, and they've been saying it for a while, whatever, I just want to take that as not as I'm saying I'm them, but they're like, look, dude, we're passing you a torch. You have a responsibility to keep the funk going.
Nice. Right.
A lot of cats won't keep the funk going. So I look at it more as a responsibility than I do anything else. You know what I mean? So it's definitely a compliment, but I'm just happy to know I know those guys and that those guys, like, you know, are friends of mine. I can say honestly they are friends of mine, and I thought I would never be able to say that either.
Me neither. It's a blessing just to be able to me and Pete Rock and kick it about the Giants and some shit, like, you know, it's just crazy, you know, coming up as a fan and, you know, just growing up listening to the music. But I know y'all are on the road, 9th. I ain't gonna hold you. I held you up past longer than what I said I would. You know, we just vibing here. 9th, we will be there.
Yeah.
SOBs, I appreciate y'all for taking the time out. Jamlers, the Army, the 27th SOBs, hosted by the homie Static Selector.
Static.
Yes. Static Selector.
Yes, indeed. 9th, appreciate you, homie. I'll holler at you, bro. Thanks for calling in, bro.
Thank you, man. Peace, y'all. Y'all be safe.
All right, bro.
Peace out.